Hey, girl, hey, welcome back. It's your girl Bella, and you are listening and probably watching somewhere on social, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, but you're listening to right now, Bella Yusuf Podcast. Welcome back. You know what? I made myself a promise. I promised to you guys to make a video, an audio and a visual content, right? And I said, produce one big content. Produce a content once a week or twice a week, and you should be good. Before, it was like I used to like put out 3 to 4 contents a week, and it used to burn me out a lot. But here we are. I made that promise, and let's get started. So I literally discovered DoorDash groceries. Yes, I didn't know DoorDash literally had a grocery feature. Because I would use DoorDash and Grubhub, right? So one day, one of my favorite restaurants was on DoorDash instead of Grubhub. So I ordered a, like, I think a hibachi and DoorDash. So I'm looking through it, and it says restaurant, grocery, or like convenience stores or something like that. And I'm like, groceries? So I clicked it, and it lists a lot of the grocery stores that I use, like Meijer's here in Midwest. We use Fresh Time. Is it called Fresh Time? Aldi's or stuff like that. I did not know they had a grocery feature. So what I do, especially when I'm tired and I don't want to go grab something in the store, I go and order a couple items from DoorDash to deliver to me, right? Because I was out of my tea, I was out of my oat milk, I was out of my hummus. Don't ask me why I don't make it off scratch, none of your business, but I still order it. And the fact that all the items that I wanted was in stock made me happy because, first of all, a lot of the time when I want something, it's either out of stock or is either out of stock or they don't carry the brand anymore. So I was so excited for that part. And I was happy. And I was like, yes, bet I'm going to get what I want. And then now somebody shops for you. This total stranger shops for you. And then, like, you trust them. Like, you know? So the first time I ordered a groceries, it was like 20 items. I ordered like salad, a lot of, produce, like a lot of the stuff that I know I'm gonna meal prep when I go to work, and I was just testing out. So I ordered 20 items, and I was like, that's a lot, but okay. So I was just testing out the feature, which I did, and I was not disappointed. So then when it comes to stuff like that, it tells you to tip your shopper. And the fact that they also have a within the app, like someone could also text you if something's out of stock. I love it. And no, I'm not sponsored by DoorDash yet. But like, I literally use this feature probably twice a week. I do. I'll be honest with you. I use it, especially when I'm like home and I don't like driving nowhere and I'm busy. The fact that I'm busy, I don't want to drive, I don't want to be bothered. Ron is at work, the kids at school. Like, those are the time that I'm like, look, somebody's gonna go shopping for me. It's like my personal assistant, and I love it. I really do. If you haven't tried DoorDash groceries, please do. Yes, you gotta tip people, it's gonna be percentage. Yes, it's worth it, especially when you're tired and you're like working and you can't go nowhere at the moment. All you wanna do is just cuddle. All you wanna do is just rest. All you wanna do is just rest. I highly recommend that. Go for it. Do it. I love it. Beside the point. I mean, right? So after that happened, after my shopper did the shopping, it says your shopper is checking out, you know, and they tell you their name and stuff like that. It says something like your shopper is like 5 minutes away from your home or something like that. And you could actually, it's creepy. You could actually see, in the map that they're like headed to you, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So when they arrive and I see it and I hear them, but like some of them, they're like flash. By the time I come out of the room, they already sent me the picture, and my groceries is right by the door. And I'm like, dang, no hi, no hello. Like, I'm telling you, these door dashers are fast. Like, you ain't see me. All you see is your grocery. Peace out. And I also like the fact that it's a no contact. It's no contact. What is it called? Let me check. No contact. No contact delivery. Basically, you don't have to like interact with the shopper, which is really nice, especially when you're introvert and also shy and scared and nervous. That's like the plus for me. Let's say you checked out from the grocery store that you like. It also give you like a 9 minute or 5 minute window to shop from another store. And sometimes they would say something like, oh, here's a discount or free delivery within like 5 minutes from your other favorite store or something like that. I love it. Guess what? I use those features too. Like, I love it. I love ordering, shopping at DoorDash, period. Try it. If you haven't, it's the best thing. I'm telling you. Also, I love the fact that I don't really use my real name on DoorDash. By not using your real name has so many advantages. Okay, first of all, people will not know you. It's you. It's that. It's your home. You know, I love that. I love that sense of security. Like, if I use my real name, nobody would shop for me. You know, I have a sense of if I used a American name, I feel like the fact that, you know, somebody would pick up my groceries for me. But if I used my real name, nobody would actually pay mind to it. And it will be like 20 minutes or 30 minutes just to find somebody to shop for me because of my name. And that's the reason why I did it. I know we live in a different time, but I feel still like there's people out there, especially the area that I live, feel like nobody would pick up my groceries for me or shop for me, you know? And that's something that I always thought of, especially when ordering food too. I never use my real name. And I'm also scared because I don't want people to know where I live. I'm a very cautious person. I'm a very private person. So it's a scary feeling, a scary thought for me. I know it sounds terrible, but I know I'm not the only one not using their real name when ordering like food from DoorDash or Grubhub. But I feel like in my case, my real name has a strong meaning. It's very strong. And when people see it, it's like, I don't want to do that, you know, or just pass it on to the next shopper. But if I use an alias or an American name that's like so easy for people to recognize, I feel like it will be more safe for me in that aspect. You know, it's for them, it's comforting. Oh, I'm shopping for Jennifer, right? I'm shopping for Amber. I'm shopping for Sarah, you know, or I'm shopping for Melanie. It's like, okay, Melanie, you know, when they see that name, they're probably not going to think much of it. Instead of when they see my actual real name, it's like, oh, I don't feel comfortable. I don't, even the name gives me, you know, kind of like intimidating. Like, my name is not intimidating. It's people just think different. And I shouldn't even think like that. But that's the reason why I never use my real name on anything, especially when it comes to social or anything, you know. If you're also in that same predicament, I know I'm not the only one, though. I really know I'm not the only one. But let me know if you have done that. And if you have been doing this for a very long time, that will also make me feel better, because it sounds crazy, but you feel me. Moving on to Fresh Fridays. Lipstick I'm wearing is called So Shod by MAC. And it's a matte lipstick. It's a matte lipstick. It's really pretty. I use it with a brown lip liner just to give like that dimension, to give that ombre effect. I said dimension, of course, with that ombre effect. It's really pretty. Let me take it out. It's a pretty orange. I don't know if you can see it. It's right there. It's a beautiful orange and I love it. I feel like this also could be worn in fall when you have like a dark brown or brown lip liner. It's a really pretty color. I also want to add more other oranges, reds to the collection. I have one orange and I also have like two reds. I love browns. I really do love browns. I love nudes. I love pinkish colors. I really do. I just want something that looks good on my skin tone. Nothing too crazy. Just something sweet, subtle, and luscious. Talking about luscious, I love the fact a lot of you are getting into Middle Eastern perfumes, Arabian perfumes, aka Arabian perfumes. But growing up, I remember I would wear my mom Middle Eastern, like Arabian oils and stuff like that. The oils are much stronger because they're in concentrated form. And me not knowing that, I just needed a little bit, just a little dot on my neck or my wrist, that it just lasts you about 8 to 10 hours. I would just like roll on. I literally would roll on each side and it would be strong. I remember I had like a vanilla rose. I couldn't remember it. My mom had it for a very long time. It was vanilla rose and like a musky set. And when I tell you, it was overpowering, that the teacher literally couldn't stand me in the room. She's like, "I'm sorry, but can you like go home?" I remember this oil being overpowering, and my teacher had headaches because I didn't know it was that strong. She opened the window. It was still smelling. It was beautiful, but it was so strong. And fast forward in the future, I now know how to kind of dilute it with a softer carrier oil. They kind of mentioned Arabian air fresheners because a lot of people don't talk about that. And yes, it could be overpowering at times, but they do have scents that are light. But I feel like when you spray it, especially when you're cooking certain dishes, you don't want your house to smell. So what I do, if I cook like, let's say something like fishy, like I love fish, right? And it smells like the fishy after scent, like after smell. I like to open the window first, get all of that out for about 40 minutes and then close the windows. Or you can leave the windows open. It's up to you. And I start spraying everywhere and it smells beautiful after that. I like to spray it on my cloth material, couches, my curtains, my bed. Be careful when spraying on your bed, because remember, a lot of people are sensitive. They have sensitive skin. You don't want to actually cause irritation on your face when you sleep it in the pillow. You don't want to do that. But a lot of times I like to put, instead of my bed, I like to put on my curtains, sometimes in my carpet. I love it. And the most place that I use my Arabian air fresheners are the living room and the bathroom. And sometimes my bedroom, but my bedroom, because it smells so good all the time, I don't really need to put, you know, the air fresheners. So I'm glad a lot of you, most of you, went and purchased it, and I'm glad because a lot of people don't know that. I also want to add more series when it comes to the Arabian, perfumes, fragrance. I want to add more perfumes to these series that I like to do, to find nice and beautiful Arabian perfumes that I like, that I've tried. They don't even have to be Arabian perfumes. They're actually like, they're also like Brazilian, Norwegian perfumes that are just beautiful out there. And that's my goal, to try all of them. I love perfumes. I love anything that smells good. I don't know if you guys realize that, but I do. I don't know. I love smelling something familiar and also something that I'm gonna just like melt or something, you know? Let me know if you have tried the Arabian air fresheners. Usually I have a lot of air fresheners and like Arabian perfumes or other perfumes on my Amazon storefront. I usually have them on my Amazon storefront. Everything that you need, everything that I mentioned should be there. And that way you guys don't have to look around and, you know. And I also put one of the perfume I was talking about, Wa'ad, and that was sold out. I'm very low on that. So whenever they stock, I'm going to go and actually go purchase that. I was like, oh my gosh. I think the last time I checked, it was like 6 available. And literally, it was sold out. I was like, dang, I should have bought one. But next time when they restock, I'm going to repurchase it. So, and let me know if you all have questions. Make sure to subscribe, share, and comment so I could put out great content like this. It will help the channel to grow. I would love your feedback, and it's very important to me. You all know that I'm a busy lady, okay? I love your feedback. If I don't reply here on YouTube, make sure to DM me on TikTok or Instagram, whatever you feel comfortable. But until next time, y'all, make sure to subscribe, share, like, and comment. I'll see you all in the next video. Bye.